line.
Nugget and Al's What's My Line?
Score is Hayley in the newsroom 32, yes. Nugget in the studio 42.
Oh. And a bit of a game changer if you didn't hear Dead or Alive yesterday. I didn't realise there was a little situation going on between Hayley and Alan where Hayley was allowed to steal points.
No.
Now that I'm aware of this, did I win 4-0 yesterday? Because I got both mine right and stole one of yours.
You just gave yourself an extra point.
And that will remain today, the ability to steal a point if the opponent doesn't get the answer. Okay.
Okay, I'm on.
What's my line today? Movie lines. I was going to play a scene from a movie. You've got to work out what movie it is from. Ladies first, as always.
And I try to start easy and work my way
in. I know you
in.
Say this, Albie, but sometimes your easy is really complicated.
Hayley, for you, movie number one.
If you let my daughter go now.
Oh, I love this one.
I will not look for you. I will not pursue you.
Yes.
Oh.
But if you don't, I will look for you.
Oh, I love it.
I will find you.
Yes. What will you do?
And I will kill you.
Oh. I'm going to try and steal. It's Bridget Jones's Diary.
You know, that's one of my favourite scenes in that movie is where she's under the bed and she's on the phone and
you
says,
see her just kind of disappear.
Yeah, yeah, and he's like, yell out everything. Oh, Taken.
Taken,
oh,
very well.
Movie.
Can I tell you though, the thing has been three Takens by now.
The second one was good. I don't know about
I'm sorry,
third.
By the third one, that's just negligent parenting. Like, I'm being deadly serious here. Department of Child Services should have been involved by the third movie. Sorry, Mr. Mills, you've lost your child again.
Again.
Yeah. And so his solution is just to go and kill everybody, as we learned there. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Short and sharp for your first movie, Nug.
I volunteer as tribute.
Oh, the magnificent Katniss Everdeen in The Hunger Games.
Yes.
I love those movies.
I do too. And you can just sit and watch them over and over.
They're making the prequels.
Really?
Once the movies start going again, which is all about why The Hunger Games happened.
Ah.
Like back way before the time of Katniss and Jennifer
Lawrence. But she's going to be in it.
Well, no, because her character wouldn't have been born for about 80 years.
Okay.
You know, this is way, way, way at the beginning. So
I don't know when they do that and then they bring back the movie, but there's no stars in it.
Mm. Yeah. No, they'll have stars, just different stars.
It's like Charlie's Angels. The first was great. The second, great. This new one?
Yeah, not good.
I don't even know any of those stars. They're not like, yeah, they're not uber stars.
No. Good start, guys. 1 point
each. Jennifer Lawrence.
That's right.
Your second movie, Hayley.
Well, that too, the law says that you cannot touch. But I think I see a lot of lawbreakers up in this house.
Fairly.
Oh, hang on.
Movie.
You know, I was thinking of
my concern is I'm ready to steal this.
I was thinking it was A Time to Kill because he was in the courtroom, but it's not. It's Matthew McConaughey in the stripper movie, which is with Magic Mike.
Oh, he's safe.
Oh, man.
I technically didn't want to be on the record that I stole that point because I knew what it was.
This could have been the full Monty all over again.
It could have been very
it's a
worrying.
Long story.
Okay.
Well done. Magic Mike.
Okay, I need
Matthew
this to force a tiebreaker.
All right.
All right, all right.
I think
you'll
get this one.
Nobody ever talks to me.
Well, those days are over, buddy. Because you could be the ugliest sad sack on the planet, but if you're in a rockin' band, you're the cat's pajamas, man. You're the bee's knees.
That is classically trained overactor Jack
Black. Can I steal it?
No, you can't steal it.
But you haven't said it yet. School of Rock.
That it's School of Rock.
I got it first. I got it first. I stole it.
You're a maniac. You know what's really lucky? My son has discovered the TV show version of that on one of the streaming services.
I loved School of Rock.
So then only in the last probably 6 months that I watched that movie, had I not done it, I wouldn't have known that. So
well,
thanks,
you didn't.
Diggs.
I got it first.
Albie
said I could steal.
2 points each.
He's such a child. All right, time
breaker. Now, this is a very quick, this is only a short, sharp one.
So
let's
just dive in. First person to dive in with the correct answer.
Okay, and this will decide who wins today's battle of What's My Line.
I'm glad he's single because I'm going to climb that like a tree.
Bridesmaids.
Oh! And again,
Jeez, Nugget.
The magnificent Melissa McCarthy.
You're like a ninja.
Oh,
you're a line ninja.
Mine was, I'm glad he's single because I'm going to climb him like a tree.
Just a magnificent movie. She is spectacular in that. Like, an indication of how good she
was
in that movie.
Have you seen Bridesmaids?
Oh, 1,000 times. Okay. It's pound for pound one of the funniest movies of the last 20 years. And an indication of how good Melissa McCarthy was in that, she got nominated for an Oscar.
Did she?
In a comedy where there is a scene where all the women poo themselves in a bridal store, if you recall.
Do you know, I've been watching her in Gilmore Girls lately. I love Gilmore Girls, but it's on Netflix now and I'm hooked again.
Terrible.
That was a 3-2 victory for you.
Thank you very much.
So 45-34 if you're playing at home.
I'd like to thank Melissa McCarthy for her fine work in Bridesmaids and not much else since.
Tomorrow it's Theme Weavers, so it's themes from TV shows. So we'll see how we go when we play then.
Alrighty.
See you guys. Ya.